What's up, Little Biscuits? This is Brandon Collins, your host for Brandon Knows Nothing. Thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Keep sending me the feedback on Twitter, at American Collins, using hashtag Brandon Knows Nothing. Send me all the feedback you have or suggestions for guests. I know I'm really working on trying to get a stripper or bouncer, which was a request, and actually really interesting. So hopefully I'll have a guest for that within the next few weeks, because that'd be fun. A few dates for you guys real quick. On Tuesday, June 7th, I'll be at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick doing some comedy over there. Then Tuesday, June 14th, I'll be back at the V-Spot, 12 St. Mark's Place in Manhattan. We're my Grits Comedy crew doing our free Tuesday show. And then Sunday, June 19th, I'm going to be at Sid Gold's, 165 West 26th Street, Aaliyah Janine. Yes, the porn star. She's having a comedy show, so I'll be on that at 8 p.m. And then also just a big event coming up is my Comedy Outliers birthday show at Union Hall, 702 Union Street, which is going to be on Saturday, June 25th. I'm turning 30. So if you use the code DIRTY30, you can get $6 tickets for that. And that's going to be a lot of fun. Got some great comics lined up for that one. I want to be just drinking and partying. It's going to be a fun night. So come out for that one, comedyatlarge.com. You can purchase your tickets. And on this week's episode, we have Molly Densmore, who's a friend of mine. We've done a lot of acting together. We met doing a College Humor video shoot back in the day. And we actually talk about it a little bit in the podcast. That's how I also met my friend Justin Brown. Very memorable day. A lot of goofy things happen. And lasting friendships. Justin and I have been friends for years because of that. I talked to Molly quite a bit, but you know, it's just crazy how like small moments where all you're trying to do is make the other person laugh, how that can really forge friendships. And if you don't know, I do a podcast with Justin Brown called Medium Popcorn Podcast, Nick is Spoiling Movies, and that's on us on iTunes, Stitcher, and stuff. And all we do is just talk about movies and say insane shit. We've actually... I ask people for feedback on this podcast. On Media Popcorn, we give positive feedback, but we also get people like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Why are you saying this shit? You shouldn't have a platform. It's hilarious. But yeah, check it out if you're so inclined. But Molly's great. She's one of the goofiest people I've ever met. You'll hear that on the episode. She's really funny. We talk about acting, her being a working actor, and just the struggles of that, and balancing stage and film, and kind of what's working out, what's the popular thing right now as an actor to get into. It's a really interesting conversation. It's funny. She does a lot of impressions, which is entertaining. She has some funny stories and stuff. And I just was curious to have an actor on the show because I used to want to pursue acting for a while. I'm still figuring out what I want to do with my career in entertainment. I've been writing a lot. I've been writing like more than I ever have in my life. Am I that good? I don't think so. I think I'm just getting the practice in because I took so much time off from writing. I used to write a lot when I was in high school. I took a lot of time off because I pursued acting. Then I did the producing thing. And I'm still doing the producing thing, but I'm doing stand-up a little bit more. I'm getting a lot of dates and gigs stuff, but I'm also realizing that comedy is not the only thing I want to do. I don't want to limit myself just to stand-up comedy. That's just not going to make me happy. I just know that's not an ultimate goal. I'd be interested in getting back into directing, which is something I've always been interested in. But the writing and producing stuff seems to be really working out right now. So I'm trying to figure out what that all means in regards to the bigger picture of stuff. And I want to talk to Molly just to get an idea of where acting's at and, you know, the talk about auditions. I've had some horrible auditions. I've had some great auditions. The auditions where I knew I had a chance to get the gig or I was going to get a call back were the ones where I actually got to talk to the casting director and the director if they were there so they could get an idea of who I was. If it's just a straight go in, do the slate, read from the sides, I just had nothing to play off of with. I had no way to read the room, so it was bad. But then the times when I was able to, like, you know, make a joke or something like that, or actually get to talk to them and break the ice, make a connection some way, I always did well. So we talk about auditioning on this episode. Worst audition I ever had was I got called up for a dance audition for some like rap video, and for some reason I like got recommended for this, and because I had not reached out to the casting, they reached out to me and were like, "Hey, come in and audition for this dance thing," and it was bad, man. I remember I like moonwalked and did like the Usher slide, and I tried to do like some Caribbean dancing, and it was just horrific. I hope that tape never sees the light of day. And then right after, the reason why I knew like I definitely was never gonna get this gig was because like a whole breakdancing crew came in, and like the main dude was like, "Yeah, man, I brought my boys because you say you need some more dancers, so I'm sure they can fill the bill." And I was like, "Yes, they can," because Brandon Collins sure did not seal the deal in that room. So yeah, acting's always been weird for me, man. Like, cause I've done it sporadically. I haven't had a paid acting gig in quite some time. And that's just because I haven't, like, pursued it. Like, I keep meaning to sign up for Actors Access and get things going again, start auditioning again, but just never seem to have the time. Or it's not that I don't have the time. I make the time for whatever I want to do, like, such as this podcast. But clearly it's not a top priority for me. But maybe it's something I'll pursue coming up soon, just to try to get my feet wet and get my name out there more. Everything. It's just right now it's just hard for me to balance out the stand up and the writing and the producing and then also the day job and just other things, just trying to, you know, set up other opportunities for myself and everything like that. But yeah, so enough about me. We're gonna get to this guest, Molly Densmore, who, like I said, was great. She's a lot of fun. She was a little hungover, so that's kind of why her energy comes in ebbs and flows, but she's always a fun time to talk to. We end up talking about The Room a little bit, which is one of my favorite movies, just because it's such a fucking clusterfuck. Yeah, I hope you guys enjoy it. Please feel free to tweet at Molly, send her some feedback on what you thought of her appearance on the show. And I hope you guys enjoy it. Don't forget to rate 5 stars, subscribe to Brandon Knows Nothing on all your podcast platforms. Really appreciate you guys taking the time to listen to this. And we'll talk to you next week. Peace. Do you have any auditions today?
No, I'm good. I thought I was going to have like a lesson thing and then ended up getting canceled. So I am good.
Sweet. Forever. Hey, everybody listening. It's Brandon Knows Nothing, my one of several podcasts now that I do. This one, I'm learning about stuff. And on this episode, I have one of my, I really think you're one of the funniest actors. I'm not going to say female actors, or that would be actresses. Molly Densmore, who I still watch the Bat to the Looper video occasionally. I know Grits Comedy, like the sketch comedy group. That's how I met you. Yeah. We haven't done videos in like fucking forever. But occasionally that like will come back to me, and you as like the Doc Brown character from Back to the Future.
Guys,
go on YouTube, check out Back to the Looper. We did a spoof of like Back to the Future and Looper, and you're just fucking crazy. I wonder if people even know that you're a woman.
No, I don't think they can. Oh my God, that's so insane. I still don't have my reel together because I'm irresponsible, but no matter what, I want the last shot. I want something really dramatic, like when I'm crying and like very like sexy crying, which I, for some reason, have a few shots of that, like in wearing very little clothes and crying. I want that. I don't know why. And then horror movies, who knows? But I want that, and then I want the closing, the last clip to be when I drop the leaves and then dart away and just confuse the shit out of everyone.
I kind of want to watch it now. It's so funny.
That's fun.
Guys, please watch that video. I have the clip in the description of the link. All right, so you haven't made a reel?
No.
I even have a reel.
I know, I'm a bad person. Well, you know, I'm...
But you're like a working actress. How do you not have a reel?
Well, I have videos. I have a lot of videos on websites, but I don't have like an actual like cut together. I think I keep making excuses. Like I got my hair cut. I'm doing all this. And I'm like about to do all this cool stuff. And I'm like, I want to wait for it. And which is so stupid. I need to just do it. But I'm like, my hair's different. I want them to know. So like I've been just like...
Now, do you have like video stuff coming up or stage stuff? I know you recently did a play, right? Or
I did play in New Jersey. And also, I'm sorry if I sound like Elaine Stritch. It was my roommate's 30th birthday last night, so I probably like a 6-year-old man. I feel like so. I'm sorry.
There's a lot of those coming out. I have a 30th birthday in a month exactly.
Ooh.
It's May 27th. Yeah.
Happy almost birthday. How do you feel?
I feel like I've always been 30 in a way.
I believe that.
So I feel like I've always been an old man. So it kind of like, it's like I finally caught up to my age now.
It's true. I picture you like at 5 years old, exactly the way you are now.
Pretty much, yeah.
Good.
Hey, you guys want to play? I can't feel my knees. And the kids are like, that kid's weird. I'm like, no, I just want to have friends.
It's like the Key and Peele sketch with something. I don't know.
Just I swear. Something. What's been the best gig you've had this year?
Ah, man. I just did a really cool play called Start Down, and it was an original. It was in Jersey. And
we're in Jersey.
Hackettstown. Like, I don't know. Nobody knows where it is. It was at a, they're a really cool theater company, and they actually perform at a college, and it was at Centenary Stage.
Oh, okay. I know where that is.
Oh, you do? Okay. Yeah, yeah. I know nothing. I know nothing about New Jersey. But it was really cool. It was an original, and it was about, like, teachers and the future of teaching, and the most lines I ever had to say, which was kind of nuts, because it was only a 2-week rehearsal process, and I commuted, too, which was nuts, but
you didn't stay in New Jersey.
No,
you commuted from Brooklyn there?
I really wanted it, and it was really good. It was really good, and, like, the playwright was always there, which I was like, I can't fuck up, because you're there, and it was really cool. It was, like, I played a history teacher, and it was all about... Yeah, like the technology and teaching, and it was just really fucking good. But I'm really glad to be not commuting to Jersey anymore. But it was really cool.
And it was non-union and stuff like that?
No, it was union.
Oh, okay. Because you're part of a union, right?
Which I'm almost. I'm in like union limbo. But I realized, I just found out 2 days ago I shot something, and apparently I could... Like, I don't know if anybody can hear this, and this is bad. I can, I think, get my SAG card now, and I thought you had to get 3... waivers, but if you do a lead role, you just need 1. And I just didn't know.
Nice.
I was like waiting, and I was like, oh fuck, they're probably gonna yell at me. So I can join that union. But the theater union, I'm like, it's called EMC, so I'm like a candidate, but I'm not in the union yet.
The union thing is interesting because I have a few friends that are in SAG, and they say like, you know, obviously when you're on your gigs, it's worth it because you get like certain accommodations and stuff. But if you don't have gigs, the dues are brutal. I just was curious about like, have you like, is that one of the reasons why you were like,
No, I just didn't know. Like I thought I had to wait, but no, it kind of sucks. But I think the benefits. I mean, SAG and Equity merged, so if you're in good standing with SAG for a year, you can join Equity. And like, I hope I have enough points within a year to join. But just in case I don't, that's mainly the reason I want it, because I just want to be able to stop fucking waiting for things and being able to get appointments and just walk in at like 4 like an asshole and then leave. And you know,
what's the worst gig you've had this year?
No, this last time. I won't talk about that one.
No, just this year though.
Oh, this year.
Yeah, this year.
Oh my god, what year is it? Who am I? That's not a good start.
I feel like an actor always has to ask themselves that at one point, like, where am I? Who am I?
Who am I? What day is it? No one knows. No actor knows what day it is.
Well, I feel like that's what made Robert Downey Jr., his role in Tropic Thunder, so funny.
Because
imagine method actors are so crazy. They really don't have any sense of idea. Like Daniel Day-Lewis, what does he do when he's not acting?
I can't imagine. Like he goes to the bathroom and that's not real. Like Daniel Day-Lewis does not go to the bathroom or he's really intense when he does it. Or like I think certain actors are just legitimately insane and then you just put a camera in front of them. Like Matthew McConaughey, I just think is an insane person.
Yeah.
He got like arrested for playing bongos naked too loud or something. And like that's like a real thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like they just fucking put a camera in front of him and he's amazing. Like I think, there's most just absolutely insane.
I mean the thing you know the thing with Matthew McConaughey is like, he's like really solid in certain roles, like obviously Dallas Buyers Club and the McConaissance, like Magic Mike and all that. But for me, Interstellar was a real weird one because of his accent. And he's like supposed to be like thinking about like, you know, the theories and how we're going to like find a new universe and shit. I'm just like, yeah, you and Michael Caine and Anne Hathaway and the scene together just does not work.
There's just too much happening.
It's just too much intellectual dialogue that doesn't seem to be.
All right. That's where he needs to stay. He needs to live there.
Yeah.
But sorry, I didn't really answer your question.
But do you like when you're acting, like, how deep in roles do you get? Like, because I've never seen you do the drama stuff. I've obviously only seen you do comedy, and I feel like people like us, we could just like we're always goofy anyway. So, just like, how insane do you want me to be in this role? Oh, you want me pretty?
Actually, I just an example of that. I was in Othello. I was in an all female version of Othello, and the director.
Oh, so everyone's like
everyone was a lady. It was super cool. Okay. I had a small role. I was Montano, and I understudied a bunch of characters. But like, basically, my role was just I get stabbed by a lead character, and I don't die, but I just like took weapons away from people the whole time. I was just like, stop it. So that was pretty much. It was like pretty chill for me, but I don't remember what I was saying. Sorry, 30th birthday, not mine. My friends. I have no brain. That being crazy. So the director was like, I had one line and he told me to, like, I need to say that he first saw me in a farce. Like, I was in a farce and I'm like, that's how he met me. So he knew I was like me, goofy. Yeah. And then he got cast in that. And he was like, okay, you know, just like ham it up a little bit. And then I did something and he was like, okay, stop. Just be regal. Like, he was just like had a real, I'm like, you don't know who you're talking to. Like, if you ask me to ham it up, it's gonna. So, but I don't know. It's he was just like, no, you're insane. But
okay.
With dramatic, I don't know. I don't usually approach like dramatic stuff as it being dramatic. Yeah. Like I approach it as like, and it makes me less. Like I had it in the last show I was in. I like cried at the end, and it never. It was always like through trying to be happy and like goofy, and then it would make it like come more naturally. So like, I think it's like. I don't know. I think a lot of comedians are really good at dramatic acting because they're all like, you know.
We're all fucked up. We know how to channel certain emotions and stuff.
Well, I think this sounds super douchey, but like, I'm telling the truth. And then, you know, but yeah, I don't know.
Like for me, like one of the few dramatic roles I had to like cry because I'm like about to get murdered. A lot of when I was like really acting like a few years ago, like I did like a lot of dramas, but I always got killed.
You're
in
the
them.
Murdered guy. Well,
it was weird. And
it's
I remember
people are racist.
Yeah, when one the filming experience was just horrible. Like the guy I was acting with, like. The director thought he was method. No, I was just like, I would tell him, but it's not like, no, this dude's just fucking nuts. Like,
oh my God.
He's not acting. I was like, if you give him a gun, like, please make sure it's not loaded when he shoots me.
Jesus.
And like, I had to like cry because I'm pleading for my life, and I'm just like, no, I'm in the moment. I just tell him, be in the moment. I'm in this shit.
You're like, this is real. I'm really afraid.
That was great.
Die.
I'm like, no, I was afraid.
I'm very.
He
upset.
Punched me. He was scared.
What? That's.
I mean,
up.
Like. You know, but like sometimes when you're acting, like everyone's in a moment, and like you're kind of like, it's gonna look better for the film. The film's a disaster, but
oh god, you guys got punched for no reason.
Yeah, I mean, I've taken hits a few times for projects that like just didn't pan out well. Have you ever done that where you like go all out for a project and like you just see the final product or you get like reviews and you're like, oh damn it, like I wanted that to work.
That was supposed to be good. I'm sure I have. I don't know why my brain's.
You will too. Like
I will.
Yeah.
I will. Sure. It's just not gonna. It's not coming. It's not coming. But I'm trying to think of like the worst. There's been so many horrible things. No. In the last year, there was this really awkward moment with somebody that I won't mention their name. But I did a really cool short film. But the director of it's kind of nuts, and I had to. I was doing an interview. It was like me and this girl was supposed to play my daughter, and she was super cute. And it was just like this.
Was she an actual kid?
She's actually She's she looks like she's seven, or I think she was like 8 or 9.
Got it.
And we were getting interviewed, and it was like her, me, and the director, and like all. They asked her. I can't remember exactly what it was, but they asked the girl. It was like, oh, what was your favorite part of filming? And she had this really sweet answer, and then. The person asked me a little bit about like my role in the film, and I just started talking, and I wasn't gonna like ruin anything. I was just kind of explaining a little bit, and all of a sudden the director, who's a, kind of like this crazy Russian man, interrupted me like two words, and he's like, "Oh no, spoiler! No, it's it's fighting, ha ha ha!" Like it was so.
Was your director
douchey.
Tommy Wiseau from The Room?
I think so. I think he just like shaved and got a mustache, and I think he was Tommy Wiseau. But like, so the only question I ended up answering for the interview, because he was such an, is like she was like, "Oh, what do you do when you're not acting?" And I was like, "Personal assistant," and that's all I said. And I just like looked at the camera like, so stink eye. So that was pretty. That was pretty douchey. But you know, he was brilliant. He's a brilliant dude.
So you know what? You just reminded me why you're another one of my favorite people. We don't hang out enough anymore.
I know. But you love the room. You love. You're the reason.
I'm having a room party.
I'm coming
because they're. You know, they made it into a movie with James Franco and Seth Rogen.
Did that happen already?
Yeah, they filmed it, and then I read the book by the guy who played Mark.
It, does it just Molly, say hi?
Would I say that I'm on the train crying, laughing, reading a book? First of all, people are already like, oh, it's a black guy reading a book. That's weird. And then I'm like cry laughing. Like people are looking at me. I'm trying to like hide the tear. Like I'm tearing up thinking about how hard I laughed.
Can I read it?
It's
you done?
Fucking nuts. Yeah.
Would you trust me? You want
to
trust
I'll
me?
I'll trust you.
I feel like you always look at me like I'm 5-year-old with a sparkler or something.
It's almost accurate. Just like, man, Molly's one step away from being really dangerous. I don't know what she's going to do, but I feel like just something could go wrong.
No, I won't, but I don't have to read it. I'll buy it myself.
I'll let you borrow it. Oh, it's going to be good.
He's just saying that. He's not really going
to. I'll let her borrow it.
He's not
going to. We'll see.
I fucking love them. I remember whenever I came here for a party, whatever, it was always playing, and I was always so excited. And then I remember Justin, who, like,
Justin Brown, my co-host for Medium Popcorn.
Oh, there you go, that guy.
I see him every week. Does he
still hate it?
Oh yeah.
I was so into it, and he was like,
Oh my god. All right, so I got Dylan Stevenson and Justin Brown to go to a midnight showing of The Room.
Yeah.
Because I paid for their tickets, I was like, dude, you guys got to come with me. Like, because I know you guys hate this movie more than anybody else I know. And, like, Tommy Wiseau was there. Oh my God. And it was, and then he showed his TV show. It was fucking crazy. And you're like,
TV show?
On Hulu. It's called The Neighbors. At this point, when people do a project with them, they have to know, like, oh, this is going to be some cuckoo crazy shit. But, like, I just wish I could be a fly on the wall during that film set. Just like it had to be anarchy.
It's not fair. It's not. I remember Dylan saying when we were doing Grids, so he was like, why don't we just make something like that? I'm like, no, the beauty of this is that they really thought it was good.
Yeah, Tommy is trying to make a like great movie.
Like, that was a great movie. And it's like the acting is so bad, it's like beautiful.
I'm gonna
it's
let you
like
borrow
incredible.
Because it turns out the inspiration for Tommy in writing that The Room was The Talented Mr. Ripley.
Like they're exactly the same movie.
Apparently
I can't even tell the difference.
He saw Matt Damon's performance and just was like awestruck.
It's just like that's him.
Yeah.
That is.
Which
that
was
is
a. I feel like Matt Damon's like a. He's an actor who you don't quite know what he's trying to achieve in his career. Does that make sense? Like, as an actor, like you know, sometimes people just take gigs or whatever, but for Matt Damon, I'm just kind of like,
what are you doing with your life, Matt Damon?
Like, he's done solid shit, but it's just like all over the place. Like, you wouldn't be able to be like, I mean, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. Well, I mean, like, Johnny Depp, are you talking about like character actor or are you just,
I guess.
He's kind of just
he's
random.
Not really a character actor, though, because there's still like roles where I'm like, oh, that's Matt Damon. I think Jason Bourne's the only role where you said where people are like, he's Jason Bourne versus like, what was it, The Martian? I was like, oh, yeah, it's just like Matt Damon just
that
being
was
like.
Really good.
But it's like Matt Damon being stuck on Mars.
Yeah.
That's all it
That's
is.
That's all it is. But it's, I liked it because, like, it was all funny people. Yeah. And he wasn't, you know, bitching the entire time he was on Mars. He was just like, all right.
Yeah.
I'm on Mars to see what happens.
Well, I mean, you gotta have a sense of humor. You think you're gonna die.
Yeah, that's true.
But you were talking about.
I think all mine would go away. I'd just be like, like just screaming for 2 hours on the. Yeah.
Okay, you were talking about character actors. I feel like do you feel like you're a character actor?
I don't know. No, I don't.
I definitely.
I don't know. I think that's, I don't know if it's kind of like a dated term in terms of like, I mean like, Johnny Depp is definitely a character actor. Like that's it.
Yeah.
And I think, I don't know.
Apparently he's really dark in real life now.
Oh God. Well, he has all apparently those rings and scarves. He just can't see. Yeah.
But apparently he beat up Amber Heard or whatever.
Oh, fuck.
That's the new rumor. Yeah, she put a restraint. Yeah, it's bad.
Actually, I knew somebody. I don't know how I just remembered this, but when I was a teenager, I had a boyfriend whose stepdad like was kind of, he was like this famous makeup artist, and I think he dated Kate Moss for a little bit and talked about how Johnny Depp like punched her, and then he slapped Johnny Depp in the face. That face, you almost cost his career. But good for him. Good for him. That's, well, yeah, fuck you, Johnny Depp.
Oh, you're talking about the makeup. Yeah.
Yeah, the makeup guy punched.
Yeah, good for him.
Punched Johnny Depp in the face.
Yeah. All right. So when you go on auditions, like, is it usually for a type or is it just like across the board, anything?
It really is random. I don't know. I'm a mess. Don't do this, people. Don't do it. It's a nightmare. No, I don't know. It's lately, like, I was doing more theater things, and then since I got back from my other show, I've which is also weird because I don't have a reel, but I do have videos that I've been, like, people have been messaging me on Backstage, and, like, I just...
Backstage is a website for actors to submit for auditions, guys. I don't want anyone listening to this to be like,
sorry,
Backstage.
I'm pretentious. Because
they might get a mix up with Backpage, which is a...
oh, what's that?
You put different kind of ads on for that. That's like the ads where, like, that's where people were like putting like, hey, I'll do some stuff for money.
I'll do some stuff.
I don't know.
That's all I have on my Backstage page.
I'll do some stuff.
I wonder why people keep messaging me. I'll do some stuff. But yeah, they've been messaging me, and I just did this really this fucking thing where I'm realizing my type is like accountant who's like really a sex fiend, like a suppressed sex fiend accountant. Like it's become my type, and it's like, okay, I just had to do this really awkward thing where I got like spanked in a car a couple weeks ago. It was funny.
What?
It was really funny. But
it was supposed to be funny?
It was supposed to be funny. Okay, oh, yeah, good. No, it was very serious. Just serious spanking. No, I was supposed to, like, bully this kind of, like, nerdy man, like, looking very, like,
yeah.
I look very, like, accountant-y into, like, spanking me in the car. It was funny. But I'm learning, you find your niche and you fucking, you stay there. But I don't know, it really, like, I'm doing more film stuff now because I kind of, there's kind of an audition season
yeah.
and I kind of missed it. I did the Othello last year was during the spring. That's kind of when it is. And then when I did Start Down, that was also during the spring. So now,
okay.
But I'm cool with, I want to film more stuff. I can finally maybe put my reel together.
Right. Now, do you have representation or are you like a self?
I have some. I want more. Please contact me. If you're a legit agent listening to this podcast, I'm looking for... No. I have a manager who also wants me to get, like, a legit
yeah.
agent, too, which I'm not... Yeah. Diana, you're nice.
Now, what do managers do for people that are listening? Because I know...
I mean, people... Because I don't have a reel and because I'm irresponsible... No, it's really just because I don't have a reel. And it's kind of hard for her to send... She sends me out on some really cool things that I otherwise couldn't get auditions
yeah.
for, but I mostly, like, I've gotten my own work. And I also have a freelance agent who's just randomly, like, twice a year will send me on, like, some random commercial crap. But,
yeah.
like, generally, I think they take usually, like, 10 to 15%
mm-hmm.
if you... Whatever, but, yeah, I am currently seeking representation. I don't know why I'm talking like this.
I remember when we were doing the College Humor MTV stuff, I don't know why I say remember. Back then, I also had, like, an agent, and I was like, but they weren't very good. I mean, I was just like, but, like, it was because I was doing so much work for them. I just got, like, referred or something. And then I was like, well, one, I can't make most of these auditions, so that's, like, not benefiting me. And then when I do get a gig, you're going to take out a lot
yeah.
of it. And, like, it may not even be, like, the best-paying gig. And some of the stuff, like, when you, and I didn't realize this because I was very ignorant, when you sign with the agent, even if you're getting your independent work, you're still supposed to...
Not for me. I think maybe just because she's really nice. I like
yeah.
my manager a lot, and she's like, she really hasn't. Like, she could definitely be sending me on more stuff, but I can't blame her because, like, she just sent me this thing that I submitted for NBC. I made this film noir parody. It's like so good. I can use it for anything, no
nice.
Matter, like, but yeah, she could send me on more stuff, but because I don't have reels, like, she can't really do that much. But she, yeah, it's just like mentoring, and she's
yeah.
not an asshole, which is good because a lot of industry people are.
Yes.
And just yeah, getting like even though there are not many gigs that I otherwise wouldn't get an appointment for, it's like getting a scene at stuff
yeah.
and yeah, giving me advice and shit like that. And basically she's just like, get your shit together. Just I don't, she doesn't talk like that, but she doesn't talk like Bernie Sanders.
Well, what's
1%?
What's really like holding you back though from making the reel? You have the footage.
I have the footage. I think one thing was that, yeah, it's essentially that I look kind of different, and I've filmed, like, College Humor stuff. That was from, like, some
yeah,
of that
yeah.
was when I was in college, and I do look different, and
yes.
it's like, I had one friend that was going to cut it together, and then I had a couple friends that I was trying to, like, avoid spending a lot of money, and then
yeah.
it ended up not working out, and then I'm going to be filming this web series called Wink, which is really funny.
Okay.
And I'm playing this character named KK who talks like this, and it's like, I would punch myself in the face if I really talked like that. But I want that.
Very convincing, though.
Yeah, it's like, I'm just going to do the rest of the podcast like this. So.
I actually met a girl who talks like that. She works at our restaurant that we have our weekly comedy show at. And,
hey.
And I'm just like,
it's like,
people like you really exist.
Yeah, they do. It's a shame. But I want to get that stuff filmed.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know it
so
takes.
So you
want
to wait for
time.
That to get the footage from that?
Yeah, which could
more
take.
It
might take too long, and I might just give up. And like, I have another friend who said she can do it, but I might just have to like just end up spending a crap ton of money and getting
yeah.
a professional person to do it. But I do have the videos, and I have, I have kind of a reel of this thing I shot a couple years ago, which is really cool. And my friend, it's the longest monologue in the history of theater.
Oh, shit.
And it makes no sense. Well, it's all one sentence. It's called Waiting for Godot. It's a play. Okay. And it was on Broadway with Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen. It was great. But he did a movie version of it and asked me to do that part. And I was like, this better be fucking good because I'm not learning this shit if it's not. And it really is. It's great. But I don't remember what it was. Oh, my God. I need to not drink. I'm not drunk. It's just
you were just talking about like...
my reel. It's really long. It's about 10 minutes. And then there's some like silent movie kind of stuff after that's really funny. And he condensed it into a minute for me. So I have I have that kind of as a reel. But it's this really weird black and white specific, really absurdist stuff that doesn't... But it's still cool. But yeah, no, I need to get my shit together.
Yeah, I mean, I put my reel together myself because I just watched... a lot of actors that I know.
Oh, can you do my reel?
I mean, I could try.
I
just like got shifty eyed, just like looking around like, what do I have?
I'll pay you. I'll buy you dinner.
I mean,
okay. Well, it's just that.
Like, what I was trying to say is I have my reel, and like you said, like, you know, we did videos together, like, years ago, and I also I don't have anything really new because I do a lot of stage stuff. I haven't really done any film things in a while. Like, I haven't gone to audition in a while.
Let's film shit and then put it out and not have to wait for 2 years and just fucking do it. Let's do it. It's happening. Who's bullying the shit out of you on your podcast?
No, that's that's one of the things I'm trying to do more independent things and you know, just make content. Like I'm doing a lot of stage stuff and putting together shows and everything like that. But, like, as an actor, how do you create your own like, do you just...
I need to. I think also part of not doing a reel is and being okay with just staying here and, like, filming stuff is, like, when you're doing a show, you're so, like, immersed in it. Like, you have no time. Especially when my only time was going home and sleeping and then, you know, commuting back to Jersey and learning lines, like, in the car. And, like, I just didn't really... You don't really have time. So I think it's, like... being able to like chill.
It's really
for a
draining
bit.
To do a show like that. Right?
It is very draining.
Like, shows like that in college, but I never did like one like professionally where you're like every day you're just thinking about your role and you gotta get the energy to.
Yeah, man. And there are certain contracts that like the last like many shows I've done for some reason they've all been equity, but they're like 2 week rehearsal processes. And like a lot of times you get the role like a week before starting, and if you have a really big role, like you'd have no time to learn anything, and it's so you just like are like,
why does the stage work like that?
It's money, I think it's like, you know, cutting down. It's there's certain contracts, and you don't want to like housing people and paying them and all that stuff. But
I think that stuff's starting to have a breakthrough, right? Because of the whole Hamilton thing with all the actors and everything. I haven't seen it.
Well, I was actually I was recording another podcast, last week. Oh, I'm gonna kill myself. I was recording a podcast. And I was across the street from Hamilton. It was like in Times Square area. And my phone was dead. And we stopped for 5 minutes. And my phone was charging. And I looked at it. And my friend texted me. And he was like, I know. His eyes are getting very big now, God. as all of yours should. And he was like, my friend, I'm in LA. My friend won the Hamilton lottery. I can't have a ticket. Do you want my ticket? And it was like 20 minutes too late. And my friend was like, did you just have a seizure? Because I was just like screaming, what?
You haven't seen it.
I saw a bootleg version.
How did you see a bootleg
version? Somebody who's in my boyfriend's cast found a bootleg version.
Of the recording?
Of the show.
Of the recording of the show?
The show. And it was pretty good quality. And I had heard
They recorded the show. Because, you know, you see these 60 Minutes coverages and stuff.
Do they have the whole thing?
I think they must have recorded the entire show, probably without an audience or without, like, a paid audience, you know? Yeah. Because they have to be able to like promote it, they have to be able to send it to more investors, I imagine, or people like that. Like, so there's definitely, I mean, obviously you've seen a video of it.
I saw a video. It was a pretty good for a bootleg. It was pretty good quality. I cried the entire second act. It was pretty freaking. But it's like it's so amazing. It's I was afraid
of that video because I've entered the lottery every day and I'm never.
It's like so impossible. I can't believe. I swear to God, that was the worst thing ever. But I held off. My boyfriend actually, who's not a musical, I majored in musical theater and I haven't done it in a while. But he's not a musical theater person at all. And we were driving to auditions. He was like, I'm gonna play this for you because this is like the best thing that ever has happened on the planet.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, it is. And then watched it and was like, oh my God. And it's like, I was just waiting because I didn't want to become one of these assholes who was obsessed with Hamilton. And now I am. I think it's like the best musical of all time. Like, not even.
It's really
Because it's made, you know, it makes I mean, kids, but also just people interested in you know, history and things they weren't, like, I didn't know any of that shit. Now I know all that.
I definitely think, like, that Rent, the producers when I saw it on Broadway, that was really good.
I was in that. I was a girl with a sausage on her head. Not on Broadway, but...
And then that's my dream role. Book of Mormon.
I haven't seen that. I so really want to see that.
See, this is how I know I'm not going to get Hamilton tickets, because I won the Book of Mormon lottery on Twitter, of all things.
Oh, fuck, man.
They're just like, hey, man, you won. I was like, I won what? I just retweeted you guys. They're like, no, like, for real, you won. Like, come pick up tickets. I was like, dear mother lord. It was awesome. It was so good.
I bet it's still, is it still really hard to get into, or?
I'm not sure. I mean, it was sold out, like, when I saw it, and had a really good cast. One of the main guys was from Pitch Perfect.
Oh, was it not Andrew Nell's? Not the
no. He was the goofier dude, the one that has the magic and shit. He was really funny though. Like, it's like a great, like, if I saw it with the original cast, I probably would have, like, pee my pants.
Oh my god!
But
I
they
love
were all.
It.
It's really funny.
I've heard some of the songs, and I actually knew I had a director who was in it for a long time. I don't think he's in it anymore.
Yeah.
But I really want to see it. I should see that.
Musical theater, like, so, because you had musical theater training, right? Mm-hmm. How do you handle that? Because, like, I'm, like, amazed by Lin-Manuel from Hamilton. I have no idea how he's still standing up.
I don't either.
Because he has to sing, he has to perform, he has to act.
He's going to get replaced. Like, he's going to get his undersides coming soon, which, what a fucking, what shoes to fill. Like, that dude better, he's probably, like.
Yeah, that's the one thing. Like, all of them, I think all their contracts are up in July. Mm. Because, I mean, they've all been performing for, like, a year and a half straight. And the Tonys, like, once the Tonys happen, they all get their awards, and then they're, like, on to the next thing.
Peace.
I know Philippa Sue, who plays his wife, graduated from Juilliard and just, like, booked that role. Like, bitch.
Well, she was also was she in the Heights?
No, she sounds a lot. Like, when I heard it, I was like, oh, this sounds like a lot girl, like the woman who played Vanessa, but it's a different. But she's 25. She's 25 now. I was like, holy shit, she's amazing. Like, she hits notes, and I'm on the subway, and I just start weeping. It's like, it's embarrassing.
Yeah. I feel, we're going to talk about Hamilton.
We're going to talk about Hamilton.
I feel bad for the guy who plays Aaron Burr, because Wait For It is, like, one of the most powerful songs I've ever heard in my life.
I love, like, the riff. That's another, I mean, I think I want him to win a Tony, because I know, like, they're going to clean up, obviously.
Yeah, but Lin's going to win that one.
I don't
think
that people were talking about it, like, it was with some musical theater people, and they think that, like, Color Purple women will win best, like, lady parts. and that, but I think, and no shit, Lin's going to, like, win everything, but I hope he wins best supporting, because I think he's amazing. But I love
he's up for actor.
Yeah.
He's up against Lin.
Oh, he's up against Lin. Oh,
yeah, so that's
what. Maybe because if they give everything else to Lin, maybe. But, you know, look at Mad Max. They don't care.
True.
They'll give all of it to one.
True. I mean,
I think he's so good. But Lin is amazing. Like, that like, riff that comes on whenever his role is, and how he's, like, he's never really, like, vilified, and you see their friendship. Oh, my God, it's so fucking amazing. It's, like, it makes me angry how good it is.
God damn it.
It's all so good.
But, like, how do you maintain that quality in your voice and everything? Like, it's just, like, repetition and practice and just, like, skill? I don't get it.
I don't know.
No, I've been very, I was actually supposed to have my first voice lesson in a long time, and it's kind of, I probably would have been fine. My voice, like, today is, like, many octaves lower because of drinking.
Do you still do the Britney impression?
Yeah. There she is.
She's back, man. She's up on Instagram, just tight again.
I'm so happy. I felt like a proud mama. It's like, oh, she's not tied to a stretcher. Not great.
I mean, she might still be crazy.
Oh,
just,
she's,
like,
definitely
hiding
crazy.
It in her.
Well, it's not her.
New
she's like
reformed body.
Yeah, that's true. But she's she has, like, a really weird, like, bizarre life, because she's, like, everything she does is under contract. Like, she's under supervision. I don't know, some legal thing where you
I mean, I didn't realize that she was still under the thing when her parents were, like, in charge of her money.
Well, it didn't go so well when they weren't, but still, like, I'm at, like, a weird angle. But, that's Brent. There she is.
So you're going to try to get back into musical theater, or are you, like...
I wouldn't be opposed to it. I think it's just a little bit of... Part of me thinks that since I haven't done it in a while, I'm, like, losing it. But it's just so... It's so fucking hard. It just takes a lot.
And expensive.
Sure. Yeah.
Because you have to get a vocal coach.
Yeah,
right?
I have a really awesome one. She's in Finding Neverland right now, so it's, like, it's really hard to schedule with her. But it's more... My issue is that... is it lately is I really love being in musicals. I just hate auditioning for them because it's like such a wild card. And like if you're doing other things, you're just talking, like it's fine. But if there's like the singing, the dancing, you don't know what's going to happen. Like I just don't. But I would get into it again. I'm not against it. I just like leaning more toward the just acting and funny things.
Just being a stage actor and a film actor, just going to whatever auditions you can get. I mean,
when I've had like little like, you know, life crises, like what am I doing? I think like knowing that no matter what, being able to sing and dance doesn't hurt anything. Like it just helps. So like, yeah, I do. There are times I do miss it a lot, but it's like, you know, it's just it's harder to make money and they work so freaking hard. And it's like,
how do you work on memorizing like monologues and stuff for your auditions or just like in your roles anyway?
I feel like so douchey saying a lot of the things I'm saying, but they're true. That you don't memorize.
You're not douchey.
I'm so douchey. But that you don't memorize lines, you memorize actions, and that's really helpful. So, like, I think that's... I mean, I've always had, like, I'm not very not good at certain things, but one thing that I'm good at is, like, memorize. Very good, not good at a lot of stuff, but good at memorizing. But I think, like, that helps in general. It's not, you're, like, not learning just words, you're learning, So, yeah, I think that's helpful.
Okay. Because I used to have a hard time of memorization, especially auditions. Like, I remember, you've seen Old School, right? Where they're, like, competing to, like, keep their frat, and, like, Will Ferrell just, like, blacks out and, like, goes to this, like, huge, deep explanation so they can win, like, this debate against James Corden. I had, like, that moment with the audition where, like, I just blacked out and did it, like, amazing. And, like, the casting director just, like, eyes lit up, and I was like, holy shit, I just killed this.
Nice.
And then they were like, all right, so we want you to do it again, but more menacing. And I was like, fuck.
What
and
did I just
and
do?
I did a blackout, and, like, it was just bad. And I was just more lives. Like,
no. I blacked out once during a musical theater audition. I just forgot the song. I just didn't sing. I was like, and I just fucking.
And you just walked out?
I pretty much, like, it was really awkward. It was really fucking awkward. It was right when I did, a bunch of shows, and I kind of, like, forgot how to audition, which is another reason I think sometimes it's good to, like, chill for a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I just, and I was, like, singing, learning so many, I did 4 shows in 3 months, and it was just, like, my first audition after that, and I just didn't have a brain, I guess. Or maybe, I think I was overconfident. I was like, I did that, I can do anything. And then I just fucking, like, blanked. But...
Have you ever had to do an audition with, like, another actor that they just match you up on site? Because it's, like, supposed to be...
type what?
I had that one time for... I was actually for a... What's his name? From Beastie Boys. He was doing a film about graffiti artists.
Ooh, that's
and,
cool.
I had my lines memorized, and then they put me in a scene with another dude. Because usually you read with the another actor in the room, or the casting director will do lines with you, whatever, right? But they put two actors together just to and see what would happen. This guy is so bad, Molly.
That's the worst.
Like, you're reading through the lines, and you're like, oh, no.
It's rough when they're bad. But I don't mind as much when, like, actors don't know their lines. Like, I just fuck with them more, so they get, like, I don't know. But I just went, I'm just remembering now, I had an audition a few weeks ago, which, holy shit, it was for a movie, and there was a guy. Like, normally, even if it's a reader, and he's, like, behind the camera, you can at least kind of put somebody's face on his face. You can, like, do some other stuff. He was sitting next to me. And it was, like, this giant, like, bridge and tunnel, like, tattooed, orange, like, no neck, like, man who had no facial expressions. Yeah. His voice did not change. And he had been there all day. So you'd think he'd, like, with auditioning with other people. So you'd think, like, he'd know.
Yeah.
He gave me literally nothing. And there were lines, like, I had to, like, there was all this action happening. And, like, he'd done it before. And there was this stuff where I had to be like, get back here, fuck off, da da da. And he did not move. He was just like, I was like, really, this is the best you could do, people? Like, this is the best.
Do you think sometimes they do that to fuck with you, though?
No, I think they were all just kind of, like, from Long Island. And they were like, this is my brother, Richie. He's going to rape. Like, I really just don't think they had their shit together. But I left, like, laughing my ass off because he gave me literally nothing. And I kind of, like, whacked him a little bit. I was like, eh. Like, and I apologized. He was this giant man. It was, like, funny. But he did not move. He did not emote. He did not really know his lines. He didn't look at me. He was supposed to be my husband. Like, it was horrible. I was like, Jesus. So I think it was probably good I didn't get that. But, yeah, that was a couple weeks ago, actually. And I just left, like, fucking Jesus. But it is better when they're like, they're, you know, the reader or the other actor are good.
Auditioning is so fun to me, man, because I've been on the other side of it too. Like, you know, yeah. I audition for acting, and then I also, like, with grits and other things, I've done casting. And this is how much I hate Justin Brown sometimes. We were auditioning for, like, grits. We were auditioning for grits, and this dude comes in, barely speaks English. We're telling him to, like, improvise a scene. He just does some weird shit, yelling at us about his shoes and socks. And Justin starts in joining with him. Like, we're clearly not going to cast this guy. Like, we shouldn't waste his time. Justin does, like, a 10-minute workshop with this fucker.
Aww.
And I'm just like, we shouldn't entertain. Like, because now he thinks he might.
Right. Fuck you, Justin Brown.
I know. That's pretty much the moral of that story. Just, God damn it, Justin.
Aww. I had fun auditioning for you guys. Well, I already knew you guys.
Exactly. Because we met. Did we meet? Which college humor shoot did we meet? Staten Island, right?
At my college.
That long-ass bus ride.
No, there was the...
We met at the Staten Island College where Justin had to be like a goth kid, right? And I just made fun of him the whole time.
I was like, these guys. I want these guys in my life. I don't know who they are, but I want them in my life.
That was the first time I met Justin, too. Like, that was crazy.
That was a beautiful meet. Yeah, I was still in school. I was like, their seniors were still there and some other people. Because it was, like, graduation suit, and then, like, I'm friends with, like, a few College Humor people. I was like, yeah, come be in this video. I don't remember what it was. Was it Ghost Spiders?
Yeah.
It was Ghost Spiders. Yeah. And, I met... and then he put... What was it? Gary?
I was Gary, and he was Rudolph. That's right, because he was dressed up like a goth kid.
He looked so ridiculous. You know, this character, they committed. Like, you guys did those characters. I think you ended up calling me Janice, but I was just laughing my ass off for, like, the entire day. And
well,
they committed
we were there
the entire day.
We were there all day. Like, that's definitely the longest College Humor shoot for whatever reason. That was a lot of fun because Justin and I just clicked for some reason. We're just making fun of each other. Then I just
shut up, Gary.
And then you just started, like,
suck.
And then you just were there and you were laughing so hard. And, like, we just obviously were talking.
Oh, my God. And he was, like, fucking with people because fuck Staten Island people. Because he was like, there were people walking by and they, like, everybody takes themselves too seriously. Yeah. And he'd just be like, he'd, like, cower in the corner and be like, pop out and be like, I like your bag. And then, like, go back into, like, the shadows and, like, oh, my God, what's happening? Ugh. Like, it was just, and I was just laughing my ass off. It was, like, this very, like, muscular black dude and, like, all, like, Hot Topic. Yeah. Like, it was just, like,
I miss those guys. I think,
Are they in L.A. now?
They're in L.A. now, and they, like, did you do the College Humor show?
No.
Where they got on MTV? So I did a few things for that.
Yeah.
And that's why I was like, I think you guys are peaking now.
Yeah.
Because, like, I remember, like, a lot of people, like, were watching the videos when we first all were in the videos together, like, with Kevin Barnett and, like,
they're
other people.
They're fucking amazing now.
But, but then, like, I just remember, like, doing the show. I'm like, I don't think anyone's watching this. Because, like, my friends, like, I remember, like, I couldn't find the show sometimes when I'd be like, I think I'm on the sketch tonight.
I knew it was going to. I think Josh Rubin, who's, like, I grew up with him. Yeah, he's also, like, a lot older than me, but he's from, his mom was my principal, like, you know.
Oh, okay.
But we're friends, and I thought he was so good on that show. He had a really small role in, like, a couple episodes, and he was amazing. But, like, I just had a feeling of him. But
I mean, I had a lot of fun. I got, like, some good reels off that shit. Oh,
nice.
My God. Yeah.
No, I love it. They're amazing. And the videos are getting better and better, and they get, like, super famous people.
I mean, they have budgets
fancy
now, yeah.
Yeah, they're super fancy
I
now.
Hate the fact that guy who runs it, though, he's married to Allison Wilson.
Who?
Allison Williams.
Streeter?
No.
The creator of it?
The president, I think, yeah.
Allison Williams. Who's that again?
I forgot his name, but he's married to Brian Williams' daughter from Girls.
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Who I'm like,
I
had like a weird Hillary Swank thing with. I'm like, is she hot? Is she not?
She's gorgeous. Her Peter Pan was so, but she is.
Oh, man.
I couldn't get there.
Can we talk about that? So, like, that's like a kind of
Christopher
role.
Christopher Walken.
That's the kind of thing. Like, if you're like that fucking dude in the crocodile outfit, you got to be like, this is like rock bottom for my career, right?
I don't know.
I'm sure it's good money, but holy fuck.
Oh, no, no. Christopher Walken actually started as a musical theater man.
I know.
He did, which I think is... crazy.
It's
I know.
Peter Pan.
Wow, banana. Did you tell me that? I learned how to do Christopher Walken during a College Humor shoot, and I don't remember who it was, but they were like, you just say, wow, banana, and you get it. That's how you do it. Maybe it wasn't you.
It
was
somebody.
Wasn't
me, yeah.
But that's okay.
I can't do good. I don't do good impressions. You know this. We've done stage shows together.
I love your voices. I think they're amazing.
My voices are so bad.
I know. That's why
there's a
so
sketch
good.
Our sketch comedy group did. Molly knows about this. That
we're
I was supposed
always
to be,
Jamaican.
I was supposed to be like some dude just interjecting during a Yo Mama standoff, right? And, like, I just had the weirdest voice.
It was supposed to be, like, Dickensian. Like, that's, like, what the joke was. And then everybody's like, oi, like, we're British. Yeah. It's so crazy and whatever. And then and he's like, yeah, man. Like, it was just, like,
what? It was so bad. I remember during one of our shows, Jake Green, he improvised the line. He actually turned to me like, where are you from?
Sorry, that's really loud.
And I'm the actor that always breaks, and so I just started laughing because I can't keep a straight face.
I'm bad at it. I actually did, when I did a farce, it was at a Union Theater, and I thought it reminded me of, like, Nazi comedy, because if you break, you get fined. And it was really fucking funny.
Yeah, yeah.
And I actually, one show, they thought that I broke, and I didn't break. I made a lot of fucking weird faces, but I did not fucking break. Yeah. And they thought I did, but I didn't. And I, like, explained to the director, I was like, I totally didn't. I probably just made a weird face. And he was like, but that's how fucking crazy it was. Like, I actually didn't. I made a face that looked kind of like maybe it could have been. And they're like, it could find you. And I'm like, y'all just have a stick up your ass. Like, that's, like, don't find somebody.
For sketch comedy, I always break. And I think that's one of my favorite things about doing sketch comedy.
Me too. Like, I like to see them having fun. Like, I like to see, like, people, not all the time, but, like, with improv and with sketch, like, when people, you can tell they're fucking having a good time and they break once in a while.
Like, and as a performer on stage with people, like, nothing makes me laugh harder than, like, seeing someone, like, just do something crazy. Yeah. Like, I remember, one of the grit shows, I think Dylan like broke like a glass or something, and he was like naked, like he was only in his boxers or something for a sketch, and I remember just like laughing so.
I fell after that. I was Hermione, and I fell on my ass because he broke a bottle of Smirnoff, and we're supposed to be running doing a Harry Potter sketch, and I was just like, so yeah, I remember that.
Man.
Yeah.
If we had stuck with it, I think we could have been big.
We could.
I really like. Now I think about the shows, the sketch shows that we did do.
They were
especially
really
the
good.
Ones that were sold out. I feel like we could have. We kept it going, man.
We could have been huge.
You know, Spank never like. So for listeners, UCB, they do like a sketch comedy competition every month. We submitted to them like every month for like a year straight. They never took us. But all the sketch comedy groups they always take were like very like vanilla and boring.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think they were just worried that we constantly beat the home team.
Yeah.
Because our sketches would talk about like a lot of race stuff and also it'd be like, we were really diverse. And I think
they
were just
the
like.
Sketch. It was so short. It was like the shortest one. But like the one where you had like, wasn't I your sister? It was like an all black family. And then like, they were like, we have to tell you one of you is adopted.
Oh, yeah,
and then
yeah.
you were adopted. And then it kept cutting back to like you outside of the window, like at Christmas, and, like crying. And like, I thought that was so great.
Yeah.
But yeah, fuck them. Fuck them. I don't know. I did something it used to be. I don't think it was like. Competition thing though, but
it's like a showcase. Like
it was show. I think I've done a couple. It wasn't the thing I did wasn't like well written.
No,
really. Like I don't think so. Like I think you know.
Whatever. They just didn't give us any love.
Yeah, give some love, UCB.
But did you ever do UCB classes?
No, I've taken. I really miss taking improv. Actually, like I miss that more than.
Where'd you do it at?
I did it first at the Pit, and then I did it at Annoyance, which I love Annoyance a lot.
Where's Annoyance at?
It's at in Williamsburg, and they're all they're all from Chicago, and they all like started their own. It's called like Annoyance to Annoy, like UCB in the Pit.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're amazing. They're super weird, and you should go to shows. I want to go to more shows. They have something on Thursday. I think it's still on Thursday. It's called Holy Fuck, and it's so fucking fun. It's just like their main people, like group. Like they're trying out sketches, but it's basically like half improvised, half sketch, and it's so fucking fun. It's like amazing, and I think it's free. And but yeah, they're in Williamsburg.
You're not a performer on that.
I did a show. I played Britney Spears in a show, Annoyance.
Yeah.
It was based on. So if you guys ever wanna a good time, search in YouTube Britney Spears High, and it's like I know it verbatim still. It came out when I was in college and I still know it. And she at the end, she's just I don't know if she's high or just really stupid or drunk or all the above.
I've heard from people that know her personally, like that met her,
was just her.
I've been told that she's not a smart person.
Oh, of course she's not. Well, but she's, you know, smart at certain she's a dumbass. But at the end, so they end up talking about God knows what, and then she's just like, Kevin, have you ever seen that movie Back to the Future? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, do you think that's possible to time travel speed? And he's like, no. And she's like, yes it is, Kevin. And she's like, I think some people can do that. I think some people are ahead of us. And he's like, yeah, but they would never tell the world. they wouldn't tell nobody shit. And that's the end of it. So we made a sketch where they actually go back to the future. And then, like, we actually thought some... I didn't really think this, but there was a... We went back to the future and Taylor Swift... There was this giant Taylor Swift head with, like... she was, like, a dictator of, like, this pop land. Makes sense. Britney Spears had to defeat her. And I had to, like, do all this dance. And, a week later, so yeah, she had like had light up eyes, and it was really funny. A week later, the SNL sketch, which I still haven't seen, came out where it was like Taylor Swift was like a dictator of something, and people were like, "Did they take the?"
That is possible. I've heard I heard that that's kind of what happened with the Amy Schumer thing last season, is that like some people, and this happens like if you're in New York City, there's shows all the time. Like you're a writer, you sometimes like you know you're stumped or you got a friend on a show. You go see a sketch show or, you know, a show you're in. You guys do a brilliant idea. And you're like, I need an idea for a sketch this week.
Yeah.
And you just like...
It's like subconscious almost. Maybe. Kinda, maybe not. Maybe
or you want to do your own twist on it. Like, because...
Yeah, who knows? Like, or they just had the basis of the idea. And like, because I think it was very different than when we did. But like they... But also, I haven't seen it.
Kind of the same.
The premise was like going to the future and Taylor Swift was a dictator, which is not like an unheard of thing for two people to think of the same. But I think it was also one of those like pre-recorded, really like high tech ones that are...
Okay.
So I maybe...
They still film them in a week,
so maybe not. I don't know. Maybe they did. You know what? Fuck you, SNL. Fuck you, whoever did that. Stole from
us. You
don't
want to say that. You could be on SNL.
Yay! Love you, SNL. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. I didn't think... I doubted it, but people in the sketch really thought that somebody did it.
Yeah. So. I mean, it's tough, man. That's the that's the thing with like intellectual property and having unique ideas and just trying to win.
Trying to hustle.
But like, are you going to get more into like creating your own content and stuff?
I really want to. Let's do right now. Let's go. Let's go make things. Let's go make art.
This conversation makes me want to like start doing sketch comedy again. Like,
yeah.
I think
I want to do more filmed stuff because I agree that it was like we had some really great shit. And then like the problem with it is it's like you can't, you know, capture it. And if you have it, you can be like, oh, look at this. And like I love the Michael Jackson sketch you did that I wasn't in, obviously, but I thought it was so fucking funny.
Well, for me, I think where it's at and like there's a huge I'm like giving away the gold right now. But there's a huge opportunity right now to do video and live stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in regards to like doing sketch videos with a group and then doing live shows with a group, because it requires so much work and so much follow-up and so much, like, dedication to it, that's the kind of stuff that will, like, reap dividends, like, eventually versus, like, doing just videos and hoping that people see it. And
well, just, like a combination.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we did so many performances, and then there were, like, I did one Back to the Louvre. I did one video.
So there's still that one video we did like a long time ago?
I've still never seen it.
We were in pillows and like we were like hitting each other and
I don't remember what that was even
somebody
about.
Somebody has that footage and it's gonna come out eventually.
I'm not okay
with
that.
One of us is gonna hit big because we didn't end on good terms with that guy. So.
Oh God.
He definitely has footage of like Dill like fondling himself and me like naked like getting my head licked by it was bad. This is making it sound really like homoerotic.
It was very homoerotic.
It was a commercial for a sketch group, but then
yeah.
That could be edited to be all kinds of bad. Everyone that videos got. I hope no one tries to rip her off. That's all I'm saying.
Oh God, I don't know.
But what's the goal for this year?
You're making me look all responsible. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. No, the goal.
Are you gonna go to LA?
I have never even been. I want to visit LA, and I now have a couple people I know there, so I can actually stay there. I would definitely like to visit LA this year if I have enough dollars. I would fundraising for Molly Densmore to go to LA. Call. I want to do that, and I want to get my SAG card and hopefully get into the union finally and have my reel together and meet. I have like a better website. I think all encompassing. Get my shit together. I'm getting new headshots soon.
Dope.
But it's all like businessy crap.
Do you have a good
boring.
Photographer or do you need a referral?
Yeah.
I know a guy.
You got guys. I'm going to use, I kind of was impulsive because I cut my hair and my manager was like, no headshots now. And I, with the same guy I had last year, who's good, but I kind of wanted some variety, but it was too late because you pay a deposit, you can't get it back. But he gave me a good discount and he is really good. So Maybe in the future. But I gotta have more pictures.
Yeah, that's the thing stuff. I'm learning too, is like you can never have enough pictures.
Yeah, I don't have
just enough. Have a variety of looks.
Looks
and everything looks, for
I don't
you.
Know what that sound was.
I don't know. I need to get new headshots.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I have new ones, but I want to get like outdoor. I want to get some action shots.
Yeah, know, man. Stuff, just so. Do it with it. Then I think those all have to be super professional. It's like you could do that with like a friend with a good camera. I have a couple of them. Yeah. Both are. Yeah. No, I just want to get my shit together this year. That's my goal.
Just hustling and getting your shit together.
I got my shit together. What's your goal for the year?
What's my goal for the year? Just keep creating good stuff, man. Keep having good shows and creating content.
I want to do more stuff with like friends. Like that last night filming. Not last night, the night before last night filming, even though it was just for an audition, but I knew like I could make it super, like it was like okay, written okay, but yeah, I was like, I could make this so fucking funny. And then like I had a friend who's like super good at filming that type of shit and like had my other friend in it and like we were doing it and I was like, I want to do more of this. Like because you need to nowadays, you can't really like wait for.
Yeah. And it's also, it's just fun to work and do silly shit with your friends.
Yeah.
Just like making each other laugh and like, you're just like, fuck it. Like, I miss it. I do want, like, I'm exhausted. That's the problem, too.
I'm tired.
Like, we're getting old.
We're just like, hello. It's true. Like, I mean, yeah, I don't want to go
energy.
Anywhere.
I don't have the energy, like, to do, like, because I also don't want to, like, drop anything. Like, I'm tossing a bunch of eggs and I'm juggling them, right? Successfully, sort of, right now. And I feel like if I take on one more project, even as passionate as I am about it or as other people that I'm working with are about it, it's just so, like, the last video we did for Grits was, it's called 24%. It was, like, a spoof of 24. One, it was way too long, but it was the most fun I've had. Like, aww. I got shot in the toilet. I keep getting killed in these fucking sketches.
Shot on the toilet.
Everyone's killing me. But
you know, you just got, it's something about you.
But there were scenes where, like, I was laughing. Like, I was tearing up laughing. Aww. And I still laugh when I watch the video. But, yeah, I do want to do more of that. So, hopefully, maybe we'll get back.
Yeah. Back I want to do things. More of that shit. It was super fun. Super duper fun.
I really appreciate you coming to Astoria to do the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I hope you feel better.
Thanks. Oh, I am old. That's why I'm like, oh, God. I had two beers. It's over. And some crack. But
how can people follow you on like social media, Twitter?
That's
like,
another thing. I just got an Instagram. Be so proud of me. Be so proud of me. Because I was tired of...
Well, after you don't really need it, though, I don't
you,
think.
You do. Oh, you do? And that's why I got it. Because I was tired of going to commercial auditions and having them be like... Phone number, name, Instagram, and me being like, I don't have one, and them looking at me like I was insane.
They asked for that shit. That's crazy. I thought they only did that for models.
No, like for act, you need it now. It's gross.
Who follows an actor?
I don't. People do, and they. It's really gross now because people will hire you depending on like if you have like enough followers and like you can't act, and they're just like,
because they think their projects and get a certain kind of exposure.
Yeah,
if they're
like it's
in
very
it.
Like social media star. I don't know. It's very stupid. But I just got one. I think like a week and a half ago, and it's at Dolly Mensmore. Okay. And my Twitter I'm never on, but it's the same thing. I just don't. I'm bad at it. But Facebook friend me if you want. It's Molly Densmore. I think it's only me and a dog. I think that's the only other Molly Densmore the last I checked. Just friend the dog. She'll appreciate it. But that's it. And find me on Backstage. And yeah.
Backstage, not Backpage, guys.
Not right? Find me on Backpage.
Oh, don't, no, don't, you don't.
Find me. I'm there.
Oh, God.
I'm doing
it. You guys can follow me on American Collins and AmericanCollins.com for all my dates and stuff. Thank you, Molly, again for
thank you for
talking about
me.
Acting and all that stuff.
It was super fun. Thank you.
You're yeah.
Tundra, I just say cooler than the pussy on the penguin in the summer. Niggas in slumber. banana.